T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe.
All right, 11:05 on The Fan, hour two of our radio program. Joe and Evan in the midday, 877-337-6666. Is the phone number here till 1 o'clock, and CMB will come your way. Mike at 3 o'clock after that. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich of the Yankees, sub sandwich shop of the Yankees, is proud to sponsor the 11 a.m. hour. Thinking about lunch, think Jersey Mike's.
So on this batting out of order thing, which we saw live,
yes,
and talked about live.
We were so fortunate to be on the air when it happened.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. I mean, how enjoyable was that? There's a couple of things I'm still confused about. Mickey Callaway, after the game, took the blame, great, as he should.
Yep.
I mean, if he didn't take the blame, that would be embarrassing.
Yep.
So he takes the blame. So there was a lineup written down, and then there was a lineup that was a computer version that was printed out.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was wrong. Okay, fine.
Unfortunately, it was the one that he gave to the umpire.
Right. Well, yes. And I understand why Jim Riggleman comes out and mentions it, because I mentioned this to you a couple of days ago. In my league, a guy was about to go up and bat out of order. I noticed that, and I quickly told him, you're not up, all right? This other guy is up. Okay, no big deal. But then a whole discussion started about batting out of order in baseball, so it was funny.
And I guess the out of order was Flores batting second to Cabrera batting third. It should have been the other way around.
That is correct, according to the printed out lineup.
Why Jay Bruce was out, I still don't understand.
Well, that part I don't get.
Yeah, I don't see why Cabrera was out.
I don't understand why Jay Bruce gets an out.
Right.
But what was talked about on our bench was the opposing manager doesn't have to say anything. They can wait for that right time.
Right.
So let's say it's Drubal Cabrera grounded out. Riggleman doesn't have to say anything.
Right.
Why? The inning's over anyway.
Right.
And he could have waited until the seventh inning to say something.
Or a game-winning home run, as it turns out.
So I'm thinking, if that's the case, did Riggleman use it at the right time? Because all it was a runner on second and two outs in the first inning. In his brain, he could have said to himself, you know what? I'm going to wait. But that's neither here nor there. Here's the thing I'm confused about. So Callaway admits after the game that he knew right away they were batting out of order. Okay, he knew right away. This is what he said.
Right.
So why did you do something about it?
Exactly.
You let them bat out of order. Did you think Riggleman wouldn't find out? If his Drubal Cabrera hits a home run, it doesn't count.
Yep.
So why did he not get out this derriere and say, hey,
so
Wilmer, come back here?
He basically knew that Cabrera should have been up and not Flores, and he didn't stop that?
He knew there was something wrong and didn't do anything.
I mean, how do you let that happen?
And where's the follow-up?
That makes it even worse.
Where's the follow-up to him saying, because Mickey was asked a lot about this, but I tried to listen to everything. I never heard them say, okay, wait a second. So you knew, so why did you just sit there like a bump on a log? Because what if his Drubal hits a home run?
Yeah, no, I know.
It doesn't count.
Sure.
Or worse than that, Joe, what if he doesn't double and then... So you're going to go the whole game?
What if Riggleman doesn't say anything, he hits the double, and then Bruce hits a home run, and they take the two runs away?
No, that's too late then. I think once Bruce is up, it's too late.
Oh, is that true?
I'm saying he could have used it in the seventh inning.
Okay.
So
I didn't realize yet it has to be with that batter up when you do it.
Okay. One of the two batters that were out of order, which is still why I'm confused
all
Jay
right.
Bruce gets an out.
Yeah, I don't see what Bruce had to do with it at all.
And I got to tell
you
something.
I don't think Bruce understood it either.
Well, he doesn't understand it. Jay, nobody cares about your batting average, okay, pal?
Right.
Nobody cares that you just lost an at-bat. I mean, we're confused by it,
right,
but no one's crying for your batting average. We're crying that the manager doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, that is bad.
But I don't understand how he could admit I knew it was happening.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
Well, Joe, I'm not a major league manager.
When I
saw it happening in my game, you know what I did?
I
told the moron, get back, you're not up.
I understand.
Is it that complicated?
No, it's not complicated.
Why would you let it happen?
I don't understand how you let it happen.
It could have been worse.
I don't understand how you let it happen.
Now, I'm glad he took the blame and then he went exaggerated and said it cost us the game. I don't know if it cost the Mets the game.
Well, it might have cost them a run in the first inning.
Maybe.
I mean, had a runner at second with two out. I mean, who knows? Maybe Bruce gets a base hit there and you get a run in.
Maybe, maybe not.
And maybe we don't know.
We'll never know. We don't know. But let's not let this lineup snafu distract from the idea that the Mets are pathetic.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. Come on. I mean, against the Reds yesterday, this guy, Sal Romano, who I grew up with, you know? I mean, who is this guy? And what did they get? They get four hits all day?
They could hit.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. Wheeler pitches well. They waste a good outing by Wheeler.
Because Zelman, six up, six down.
Right. And the immortal A.J. Ramos, we know the deal with him.
Yeah, you knew it was coming.
Right. You knew you were going to lose.
I mean, you can't hit this. You can't hit this cavalcade of garbage that's coming out of Cincinnati.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, so I get the embarrassment, and it annoys me that this manager didn't know this. And I don't want to hear anybody tell me, calm down, it's not a big deal. I'm sorry.
No, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal. You know, because in one breath, you can't rip Gabe Kapler and then act like this isn't a big deal.
No, it's a terrible deal.
It's a big deal. But let's not lose sight on the fact that even when they get good starting pitching and, for the most part, good bullpen work, they blow it because their offense can't figure out anybody out of that red bullpen.
Unbelievable.
Sal Romano, Jarrett Hughes, Amir Garrett, Raisel Iglesias, Cy Youngs, all over the place.
Doesn't matter who's pitching right now. I mean, does it matter?
Not really.
I mean, they could throw anybody. You could pitch and you're gonna give up. Well, maybe you'll give up a run over six.
They give you a little bit of trouble, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. And I know it's early, but it's not early.
No.
When I say that Devin Mesoraco stinks. And let's just all come to that conclusion. I know it's only two games as a Met. The track record of the last 4 years tells you he's a 170 hitter. So let's not act like this guy's the savior. He's not the savior. Mm. Here's who needs to be the savior. I'll tell you exactly who
Wilson
needs to
Ramos.
Be. Well, yes, if they ever trade for him. But as far as the guys that are there, Michael Conforto needs to be a savior.
Well, he's got to start hitting. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, what's he hitting now, 188?
He's up to 191, actually, Joe. Don't screw him out of those 3 points.
I mean, come on.
Ahmed Rosario needs to step up.
He does, too.
When Jay Bruce comes back, he needs to step up.
He hasn't hit it at all.
Wilmer Flores has done nothing.
Yep. Yep.
Done nothing.
Yeah,
Brandon Nimmo's cooled off. I know he had the triple.
Yep.
And they need Noah Syndergaard to pitch like an ace.
And they need Cespedes healthy.
And they need Cespedes.
Because I'm worried about Cespedes. Yeah. I mean, I'm worried. I can't see how he's not going to go on the DL at some point. I can't say.
And I love how this manager uses him. He uses him with nobody on base. just throws him up there.
Just hope he hits a home run.
I guess. What a great strategy. Yeah, just hope you hit a home run. Hope you hit one out. Just a mess.
They are a mess.
A mess of a baseball
Conforto,
team.
Conforto, though, is really, that's the one more than anybody else that is just perplexing to me because he is not hitting at all. You know, Rosario's one thing. He's still basically a rookie. Mm-hmm. All right? But, I mean, Conforto to me was a guy that, okay, this guy was an all-star last year. You know, I'm counting on this guy to be a big part of this offense. And what's wrong with him?
Well,
what is wrong with him?
He's only 25, but I'm wondering if he's becoming an every other year player. Because think about this. He comes up in 2015, and he bursts onto the scene, and he's great. He really was. He was really good for the Mets during the World Series runs, hitting home runs in the World Series. It was fantastic. 2016, you're expecting a big year out of him. He's awful. Gets sent down to the minors. He's awful, right? Last year, all-star. This year, terrible. So it's been every other year with him for the parts of 4 seasons that he's been a major leaguer. But I agree with you. He concerns me more than Rosario because Rosario's a young guy. You have to be patient.
I mean, he hasn't even had a full year in the majors yet. Right. This guy, the problem with Conforto to me is that, to me, that's a given. It's a given, and I'm going to get a solid offensive year from this guy. And what he's doing right now is, I mean, you got to be kidding me.
It's very much concerning, very much concerning. What's overall concerning about this team is it's an old baseball team, so you need the young guys to I hate to say this, and it's just wasting my breath, but I'm going to say it anyway because why not? I'm just going to say it. When I look at this franchise and I look at their roster and I look at their farm system, it's depressing. And to me, there's only one thing that can save it.
That's trading the big guys,
no,
big pitches?
It's not that. Well, that's down the road. Okay. There's something else that can save it.
What?
I know I'm wasting my breath.
Let's just say it.
Signing Manny Machado.
Oh, they should sign him, of course.
And the reason I say that is because Manny Machado is the same age as Michael Conforto. Okay? He's a young guy.
Bro.
He's a superstar.
No
He's
brainer.
Tremendous.
No brainer.
But this organization will not spend that kind of money.
I'd even, if they signed Bryce Harper, I'd be okay with that.
Would you? You'd be okay with that?
I'm okay with that. As much as I can't stand him, I would find a way to like him if he was a Met.
Would you find that
yes,
way?
I would.
Oh, boy.
Even though I'd rather have Machado because I don't dislike Machado.
Yeah, I don't dislike him. And also position-wise,
yeah.
It's better.
Well, he played third base.
Right. Or shortstop. I'd move on Rosario to third base.
Well,
listen, I'm Ed Rosario.
Well, maybe then we get Machado. We could trade Rosario to get
JT Realmuto.
Right.
There you go. We just built a team,
there
Joe.
There you go.
But we just wasted our breath because we know the franchise wouldn't
it's
do
a
that.
Joke.
But there are three reasons why they need to do that. Number one, the fact they don't have a lot of good young players.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, the impact it would make on everybody else. You add a guy like Machado, the lineup just looks completely different. And here's the third reason. And this is reality because this is a business. The Yankees are a freight train of popularity. I'm not even talking about the wins.
No,
popularity.
You're right. No question.
You want to at least get back in the conversation,
and
you get Manny Machado.
And it's not only that. They're set up for years, the Yankees.
I know.
The Yankees are set up for years with all the young players they have on this team.
It's
for
true.
Years.
It's true.
It's not just this year. It's years.
And here's what I would do. All right, I get him in the room. I get Manny in the room. I say, listen, Manny, I know you want to be here. I know you want to be a Yankee.
You didn't sign A-Rod. Sign the mini A-Rod.
That's right. Mini A-Rod.
Sign him.
I get him in a room. I say, Manny, we know you want to be a Yankee. This is my approach to him.
Right.
We know you want to be a Yankee. But guess what? They don't want you. They're disrespectful
to
you.
Right.
They say Didi's better and Duhar is better. Well, let me tell you something. We will treat you like a king, okay? We're
going
to treat, and you get to own this city. You get to prove right in front of the Yankees how great you are. Come
on
down.
How delirious is the Met fan if they sign Machado? How delirious?
Well, delirious because it's not happening. But
no, but I'm saying, but I mean, let's say it does happen. The Met fan's going to be nuts over this guy.
Of course.
I mean, come on.
Last night, man, I couldn't sleep. I just couldn't sleep.
It's horrible.
Thank
God I played golf yesterday afternoon.
God bless you, man.
I mean, thank God.
And I started thinking. I was like, all right. Let's try to be positive, Evan. What could the Mets do? Because this organization is so rotten
right
now.
No, you're right. That's what they
got to
do. They got to sign a big free agent like that.
That's the only thing.
Or Bryce Harper.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. If they can sign one of those guys, then you're looking at things a lot different. And that's what they got to do. They got to open up the purse strings for a change. And you hit it right on the head. I mean, with the Yankees, a runaway freight train for years to come, it looks like. I mean, where are you going in this town?
There is two options. One option is the one that we don't want to do, and that's just blowing the whole thing up.
I'd rather not do
that. Of course not.
And it's much easier, and much better. I mean, look, if you sign, you got DeGrom and Syndergaard here, okay? All right? You sign Manny Machado next year. I mean, you got a chance to be a lot better right away than trading for prospects that, A, may never pan out, and B, take a number of years to get there.
No, I know.
It's ridiculous.
And here's the other reason why it's a no-brainer. Because when most guys get to free agency, they're 30.
Yeah.
He's 25.
Nah, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
But I digress. You and I just literally wasted 5 minutes because it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
But I want to just mention it because I mentioned it 6 months ago, and then we forgot about it because the Mets were playing well. But as I'm sitting there last night thinking about the state of this decrepit franchise – and the state of the emerging dynasty in the Bronx.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's the only thing
hey, bro,
that
you're
could
right.
work.
You are dead on about that.
I got
that.
Nothing else.
Dead on. That's it.
But it's never going to happen.
It's sad. It really is sad.
It's sad.
I don't know what the ownership is thinking. I don't know what they're thinking about.
Well, maybe they're
listening. Happy to own the team. You know, I guess they're making money. I mean, you see what you – and I agree with you about the whole thing with the Yankees. I mean, they are going to be buried in this town for years.
I know that.
Buried.
For years, the Mets had people listening, and they'd report back. Please report this
back.
Yeah,
I hope they are. I hope they're listening. They should be listening.
I'm appealing to the brains and the smarts of this ownership. Jeff, all right? This is
going
to get
really
back to you, Jeff. I'm talking to you as a customer, as a friend. We're not really friends, but maybe someday we could be.
Yeah. Good luck.
This just makes sense. I'm sorry, buddy. Just get it done. Anyhow, this is what happens when you're depressed. You just think of
no, but you're right. You're
dead,
bro. You are. It's not. But it shouldn't be ridiculous.
I know it shouldn't, but it is.
No, I know it is. But I mean, really, what is the ownership thinking? What do you want to accomplish as the owners of this team? Do you want to watch the Yankees just continue to run away with everything in this town and on and for years to come? Or do you want to be, you know, not only a maybe possibly, you know, championship contender as a baseball team, which, you know, dare I say.
God forbid.
But, you know, you're fighting for the fans here. I mean, look, the diehard Met fan is a diehard Met fan.
Yeah.
That's not going to change. But there's plenty of people in this town that are front runners, and they're just going to jump on the bandwagon and who the better team is.
And
let's be honest about it.
Now, you know how much I love and respect a guy like Paul Goldschmidt. I really do. He's a great player.
Great player.
But Paul Goldschmidt's going to be a free agent in 2 years. Here's the difference. And I love Paul. When Paul Goldschmidt's a free agent, he's going to be 32 years old.
Right.
Manny Machado is like a diamond because it is so rare to have a guy this young in free agency. So it's not like, oh, wait for the next one. How often does it happen? And by the way, I should be accurate. When he gets to free agency, man, he's going to be 26.
All right. He's going to be ancient.
He's ancient. He's an old, old man. And he plays every day and whatever.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.